Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Talkery Podcast. I'm Holly Nielsen.
I'm Kate Gray.
Yay! And we're going to talk about, what's this podcast about, Kate?
Tea.
And cake.
Books.
Games.
Films.
TV.
Biscuits.
Cake.
Biscuits?
And everything else.
I thought you were going to say, and eggs.
And eggs. And especially eggs.
That's our favourite subject.
Yes. So we thought, as usual, well, I say as usual, we've done one before this.
It's usual now.
Yeah, it's the second episode, so we'll start with another random question.
Picked at random.
Okay.
Because we just looked at it.
Yeah.
From Coffee Jesus, which I've always wondered how he came up with that name. Like, is he the Jesus of coffee? Or is he a Jesus in coffee?
Or is he, like, I don't know, like a nice mocker and he thinks he's so good, he's like the Jesus?
Hmm. We'll have to find out.
Or is he going to save coffee? Like Jesus.
Savior of coffee.
Yeah.
Anyway, his question. If someone swapped your arms and legs around in the night, would you walk on your hands or your feet come morning? First of all, who does that? Who creeps into girls' bedrooms at night and switch their limbs around?
Yeah, this sounds like American Horror Story.
I've never watched it, but is it just about swapping limbs around?
Oh, well, we'll talk about it later, but it's really good. But yeah, if someone swapped your arms... Wait, I need to think about this. Okay. Yeah. Well,
so you have feet where your hands are and hands where your feet are.
So if you walked on your feet, your head would be really close to the ground and you'd be upside down.
And you'd have blood in your head and your hair would get dirty.
Yeah, that wouldn't be very nice.
These are important things.
But then if you walked the other way around, you wouldn't have hands, so you wouldn't be able to pick things up unless you pick things up with your feet, which you can do, but you'd have to learn that.
So I'm holding a cup of tea right now. Can you imagine hooking a toe in through that handle?
Well, you'd probably have to get special, like, toe cups.
Or a straw.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're suddenly trying to pick up delicate teacups
with
our feet.
I'm a genius. If my hands ever turn into feet, I'm sorted. I've just got straws. I'll just eat soup for the
everything
rest of
with straws. Like a burger, just stick a straw in it. Just drink all the fat.
I'd probably have foot surgery to turn my feet into hands. If that's possible.
Oh, but you'd have really weird hands.
Yeah.
They'd look like creepy little monkey baby hands.
But think how long my fingers would be.
Oh, no.
I'd be like that guy in the X-Files episode I watched, which is like episode 2. He has really long fingerprints.
Oh, Tombs. Oh, you watched Tombs?
I think so. I don't know.
Oh, well, that's like one of the most famous X-Files episodes with the guy.
Okay.
So you watched it. You definitely watched the one where it's the guy and he's really stretchy. And
he creeps through the vents.
Yes,
he eats livers.
He eats livers.
Spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers.
He eats the livers.
And he hibernates. And he's really creepy and gross.
I think I kept falling asleep or something.
Okay, well, that's not ideal.
But I got the gist. He was an alien.
No.
Oh, no, he was a genetic monster.
Yeah, he was like a genetic
he lived
kind of...
100 years or something.
Yeah.
And there was an old man who was living in a home and he was like, it's the same guy!
Yeah, you've got the gist of it. That's
and
pretty
Scully
much...
was like, this is stupid, Mulder.
Even if that were true, Mulder, how could a man live for 100 years?
Exactly. How could he?
How could he? Eating livers, that's how.
I think my favourite bit is, I think at some point someone suggests something really dumb and Scully's like, she's like, oh, that's really dumb. And Mulder's like, but what if it was true?
Yeah, Mulder's just freaking her out, shaking the system.
I think he's just making it up, just to be fun.
Yeah, I really like Mulder. I've been watching it through recently, and my boyfriend, she's watched bits of it, but not really a lot of it. He kind of thought Mulder was going to be, like, this really cool, like, you know, like detective guy, when actually he's just a bit socially awkward and a bit weird.
I like him.
Exactly. That's what makes him so lovable, which is great. Okay, so this first little bit. So what have you been up to, Kate?
What have I been up to? Easter.
Yes. How was your Easter?
It was nice. I did an egg hunt.
Oh.
I found all my eggs and I wasn't last.
Oh, well, so that's good.
I think I'm the best.
So you win Easter.
I win Easter. That's nice. That's what it's about.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's always competition.
You go to church and they declare who the winner was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was me.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Yeah. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah,
my Easter was nice. I saw my dogs.
Yeah!
Which are lovely, which is good.
10 out of 10 for those.
10 out of 10 for dogs. So what have you been watching / playing that isn't The X-Files?
I have forced Joe to watch Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Yes, I keep on meaning to watch that. My brother bought the box set and I feel like I should watch it, but I haven't sat down
yet. Oh my god, you'd love it.
One
of the best things that's not even really part of the plot at all, it just happens like kind of in the background.
Mm.
There's all these weird hybrid animals. So there's like polar bear dogs and tiger seals and badger moles.
Yeah.
And they're so good.
I saw the first episode and it has like these penguin like seal.
Yeah, the penguins with the four flippers.
Yes, yes. They're pretty cute. I like them.
Yeah, they're adorable. And that's why you would like it.
Yes, that is the sole reason I would like it.
Well,
I do love animal mashups. What can I say?
Animal mashups sounds violent.
Okay, maybe not mashups. Maybe animal, like, crossovers? Is that a thing? If you could, like, make a hybrid of two animals, which two animals would it be?
Ooh, see, that's the setup to a joke, because then you say a kangaroo and a sheep, because then it's a woolly jumper. And then everyone goes, oh my god, that's the best joke I've heard. And then you go,
And then I die a little inside.
Yeah, well, that's how normally these things go. So, I don't know, what would I combine? What are animals that I like?
Well, I like, you know, goats that have like angora, so they're really soft.
Yeah.
That, so whatever it would be really soft.
Yeah.
And then a duck. So it would be a little woolly duck.
That's very cute.
Yeah.
See, I think I combine a corgi and a panda because I just want a really big corgi that I can ride.
A noble steed.
Imagine, it's so cute.
Oh, I was just imagining like a black and white corgi and I was like, that's not very exciting.
No, it would be as big as a panda.
Okay, so you're going for panda size.
Yeah. I want to ride a corgi. Like the queen would, if she could.
Yeah.
She'd like get two corgis and get them to pull a carriage. Does the queen have a horse-drawn carriage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have like a team of corgis just pulling you along.
But they'd be panda-sized.
Well, yeah, obviously.
And I'd replace all the horses, because apparently I'm the queen now. I'd replace all the horses in the changing of the guard thing with corgi pandas.
Mm.
And, oh my god, it'd be so cute.
Oh, little corgi pandas.
And you know those big fluffy, like,
hats? They'd have to wear them.
What?
I thought the little corgis could wear the bearskin hats.
Oh, I was imagining the bearskin hats being made of... Well, then I guess it would be
made of the skin. This is getting very Monster Hunter. Which goes on to what I've been playing a lot of. Yay! I've been playing a lot of Monster Hunter recently, even though I played about 75 hours of it.
So you've completed the story.
Yeah, I've completed the story, now I'm doing the S rank quests, because I'm a badass.
I keep getting killed by Gormagala. That butt.
Oh, yeah. That's...
That purple butt.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
You get cool armor from him, though.
I know, that's why I keep trying to kill him. I've got, like, this set that I'm trying to make.
Mm.
And it requires one more feeler from the Gormagala, which is a pain in the ass to get.
Yeah.
Because he's, like, flopping around and you're like, stay still, I need to hit you in the face.
Have you tried using, like, traps and things to keep him still?
Every time I've tried to use a trap, it hasn't worked.
Yeah. That's always annoying. They always, like, fly away when you set a trap.
Stupid
wings.
Yeah.
But no, I've been playing a lot of that and it was really fun. Because I was stuck on a train on the way back to London from Newcastle.
Yeah.
And I was stuck in it for, like, 6 hours? 7 hours? Something like that. It was delayed. So I just sat there and played lots of Monster Hunter and got angry and sweared under my breath. And I think people thought I was insane.
That sounds alright.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, I've been playing Harvest Moon. I know You've been talking about Harvest Moon. We've yes. been talking about Harvest Moon to each other.
Yeah.
And we're excited about Story of Seasons.
Oh my God, I can't wait for Story of yeah. Seasons. I have been, like, just tantalising myself with little bits of information about it.
I haven't.
And I cannot wait.
I'm going to tell everybody on the podcast why they should want to
play yes.
Story of Seasons, which is out in America, but not in Europe.
Yeah, it was released in America, like, last week, but... Last yeah. time I looked it up, it was to be announced for Europe, yeah. which is really annoying because
I want
it. Oh my
God, it's got 10 out of 10.
I know!
10 out of 10!
It must be amazing. I expect only the best.
I can't tell you anything about it yet because my internet is slow.
Oh.
But so far, from the box art, you can be a guy or a girl.
Yeah.
And there's cows.
Ooh, well, I can remember. You can be a guy or a girl.
Yeah.
And you can pick, like, your facial features and your hairstyle and your clothes.
Those are all things I have.
Exactly. So you can make it look exactly like you.
That's kind
of
creepy.
Exactly. And then, I'd love it if you could take a picture of your face. Just, like, stuck it onto the character.
Have you tried doing that with me? Is it never? Yeah, never no. goes well?
It's always incredibly insulting when you try and get, like, you know,
it
when you use
your
the
eyes
camera.
On opposite side of your head. Yeah. You're like, what? Yeah.
Especially because, like, it always makes my eyes. I mean, we mentioned last week that I've got tiny little rooster eyes. And it always makes my eyes so small on the Mii creator. It just looks ridiculous. And frankly, I'm a bit offended, Nintendo.
Loaded.
Yay.
Okay. You can change their hairstyle colour,
mm-hmm.
eyes, skin colour, gender, the hat you wear.
Very important.
Your glasses, if you choose to wear them.
Yes.
Clothing outfits. Ooh. And up to 3 accessories.
Ooh. 3 accessories. Someone's living the high life.
You can put accessories in the town. Like,
yes.
Like, villager houses. There's a wildlife safari.
Oh,
with
yes.
monkeys and parrots.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
There's other countries that you can trade with.
Yeah.
And there's...
You can set up your own shop at some
cool.
point. Like, if you've...
Oh, yeah.
If when you're doing really well, you can set up your own shop.
And there's angora rabbits, deer, camels which produce hair.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
And a brown chicken. A brown chicken!
Yeah, so not just your standard white chicken.
Yay!
Yay. As you can probably tell, me and Kate are massive fans of the Harvest Moon series.
Yeah, this one isn't officially Harvest Moon.
No, but it... Kind of is.
Yeah,
it's the same guy,
the official
isn't it?
One. Yeah, this yeah. is like the actual team. The official one are rubbish.
Mm.
It's like a Minecraft kind of 3D.
Yeah,
gross
no, that's
one.
Not good. Oh, and we've got to the important bit, marriage.
There's 3 wedding options.
Yes.
Okay, this is weird. Right, there's 3 wedding options. One is 100,000 G,
mm-hmm.
one is 500,000 G, and one is 1,000,000 G. And your pregnancies are shorter the more you spend?
Yeah, I know. It's quite strange, that. I don't think that's how it works
yeah.
in real life.
And you can have twins.
Yes, you can have twins.
Yeah.
I know, that's amazing.
We yeah. should check out what the boys look like.
Oh, I've already done this.
I'm going to check out
yeah.
what the boys look
yeah.
like.
Yeah, tell me. I already know, like, I have an idea of which kind of ones I would go for.
Okay.
Okay, so you tell me which ones you think you'll go for.
So we have 6.
Yes. For the listeners, there are 6 bachelors in it. They are called... Rager, Fritz, Camille, Klaus, Mistel, and Nadi.
Which are all strange names.
Yeah,
really.
They're very... What, Fritz and Klaus.
Yeah.
That's very German.
Rager.
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 Okay, so which... Look through them all, and which... I know which ones
okay.
I'll go for.
I'm going to describe them.
Okay.
So Rager, he's a very skinny, sort
mm-hmm.
of tall man.
Mm-hmm.
He's quite dapper.
Yes, he is.
And he's got kind of a pixie cut. But he's working
he's
it.
He's working it. It looks good.
He looks shy.
He
yeah,
does.
And
he
a
looks...
bit serious.
Yeah.
Fritz is a 12-year-old.
Yeah, Fritz is the one... There's always one which looks like
yeah.
a child, and you feel a little
yeah.
bit weird that it's a romance option.
But he likes tuna steak. I like tuna steak. Maybe
well,
we
there
could
you
bond.
Go. Maybe you could
he
make him lots
child.
Of tuna steaks.
Camille? He's got a horrible hat.
I know! That's all I can see when
I
look at him!
What is that? That's like a newsboy cap kind of
it's,
thing.
It's like
it's
a
houndstooth pink.
But it looks, yeah, it's houndstooth kind of dark purple and
yeah.
pink. And it's one of those hats that, like, it looks like, you know, when kind of like people try and be hip and stylish.
In the 90s.
Yeah, in the 90s.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't work. You have to look it
yeah.
up. You have
and
to look it up, people.
He's sort of wearing this purple blazer,
mm-hmm.
a pink cable knit sweater vest,
yeah.
and a shirt that also looks pink.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, he's a bit much.
Yeah, there's quite a lot going on there.
Yeah.
I think if it wasn't for the hat, I'd be a lot more inclined, but...
Oh, I'm going to read out some of his chatter lines. Okay. Inside, even putting one flower... This is a Japanese to English translation, so it's not perfect. Even putting one flower will make the room feel brighter. You should try it, if you want.
That's a bit shit. Okay, why don't you read them out to me and I'll see which ones work for me.
Okay, okay.
If you can seduce me.
So this is Rager.
Okay. Now,
the sort of shy, I don't know what it is, chef?
Okay.
When I was younger, I came to this town with my grandpa. Though he's not around anymore, grandpa's store he left me and his recipes.
Are you sure these are chat up lines? Because these do not sound like chat up lines.
When you reach a certain heart level with them, they say these things.
Okay.
He also says, it's really easy to talk to you. When we're together, it feels like a weight's being lifted off of my shoulders.
Oh my god, that's really cute. Okay, I like that. The grandpa one's a bit weird.
It's a bit weird.
Because it's just like, my grandpa died, but I've got his recipes. Like, okay.
Okay, the child.
Yeah.
These are all really creepy.
Oh, God.
I'm happy that you're also a farmer. It's so fun when we talk together. After this, please continue to look after me.
What?
Yeah.
Please continue to look after me.
Look after him.
Fuck that. He can look after himself.
Yeah, because he's a child. Okay,
yeah,
Klaus.
He does look 12.
Look at Klaus. Yeah. He's got a coat.
He's got,
oh, my God.
I know. He's got, like, a long coat
it's
and
like
a waistcoat.
A green velvet coat. He's got a pocket watch. I like him.
I do. I like him, too.
It describes him as a dandy.
Yeah.
A dandy.
Dandy.
He doesn't have any chat-up lines.
Oh.
Oh, wait, no, he might. He does.
Yes, okay.
Oh, what am I doing? I'm working on perfume. No, it's just something I do in my free time. You're not bothering me at all. You made a special trip to visit me. You try your hardest every day doing farm work. So I'll make you some perfume.
Ooh.
Oh. Oh.
That's quite nice. He'll make you perfume. What happens if this perfume is really shit?
I don't know.
Like, what happens, like, if it's like, it's really nice, and then you smell it, and it smells like, oh, it smells like mothballs.
He looks kind of like Miles Edgeworth.
He does a bit, which is always a good thing.
Yeah, he's my favourite so far. Okay, Mistel, who is also a child!
Why do they always have, like a couple that just look... That one actually really does look like a child.
He's sort of got, like, blonde curtains.
And he's got, like, an Edwardian boy's sailor outfit on.
It's like a school uniform for a very posh school.
Oh, it's terrible.
Okay, so I'm going to read you his chat-up line, if I can find it.
Okay.
Oh, look, there's him getting married to someone.
No.
I don't think he has any.
Cool. That's strange.
Wait, can I have a second to compose myself? We should go somewhere else.
No. But he looks really young and it's weird.
Yeah, I don't like him.
I don't like him.
And then we've got Nadi, who's like the token exotic. They
yes.
always have like one.
They always have one exotic one who like is like won't say much at first or is like, you know, like travelling around. And
the other thing is they're never just like he comes from a different country.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, he's lived in a cave his entire life.
Exactly.
And you're like, what? No.
I know. It's like there was one on the island one where it was literally like a caveman.
Yeah. And you had to like teach him English.
Yeah. I tried to romance him.
Oh my God.
He was really cute.
Okay.
He'd be like, thank you for teaching me to love. And I'd be like, oh, it's all right.
Okay. I can't find his chatter line.
Oh no.
I guess no one's,
no one's tried yet.
Hang on, it's referring to him as a girl.
What?
I don't know. It might, again, just be bad translation.
Yeah.
No, it's a guy. It's
okay,
a guy.
Okay.
I kind of like him.
Yeah,
He looks sullen.
He does look sullen and serious.
But I think I'm going to have to go for Klaus.
Yeah, Klaus
is... Perfume dandy.
Yes, Klaus and Rager are my favourites.
Rager. Oh, he's adorable. He's got, like, really blue eyes and his little fluffy hair and his apron and his waistcoat.
And he doesn't look like a child,
also,
which is
nice.
Also,
he's a chef. You can bond.
Exactly. He can make you really nice food. Oh, it's lovely. So, yeah, we are really looking forward to Story of Seasons.
Because we're going to date all the boys! Yep. I mean, that's what you do.
That's pretty much it. Like, you raise chickens and date men.
That's, like, the perfect life.
Exactly.
Okay, so I think now we should do our challenges.
Yes, challenge we'll move on time. To our challenges. Okay.
Do you want to go first?
Yes, well, I wasn't, okay. again, I wasn't sure because I'm unorganised if we were actually doing challenges. So okay. I've come up with, it's more of a question,
okay.
but I want to hear your answer. Okay. okay, it's top five links, as in Link from The Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
Okay, you would want to go on holiday with, and okay. which place in Hyrule slash, yeah, like, which Hyrule slash place in Hyrule would you want to go to
okay,
on your
let's
holiday?
See if I can think of five links. Right, so we've got Wind Waker Link.
Yes.
Who's a child.
Yeah.
We've got adult Ocarina of Time Link and child Ocarina of Time Link. I'm just going to go with adult one.
Okay,
one.
Okay.
So that's two. Link Between Worlds Link. I like his hair.
Yeah, he's got good hair.
Skyward Sword Link. I like his everything. He's hot.
Mm-hmm.
And Zelda Wii U Link. He's even hotter.
Yeah.
Sexy Link. Okay, so do I have to take each of them on holiday?
Just pick one. Just pick one.
I'm going to pick Skyward Sword Link.
Okay, and where are you going to go on your holiday?
Ooh. See, I would say Skyloft, but it's boring.
Yeah, no, you've got to take them... Okay, you can't choose a Sky... Okay, you've gone for Skyward Sword okay. Link, so you have to choose somewhere that's not Skyward Sword. You know,
Ooh.
Branch out. The guy needs to see the world. Treat him.
Where's my favourite place in Zelda? That's hard.
I know mine.
It wouldn't be anywhere in Twilight Princess.
What?
It's kind of grim.
No, it's not. It's beautiful in a...
It's grim.
No, it's not. okay, right, okay. Right, I'll argue later, okay. but continue. Okay, right.
Actually, most of the places in all of the Hyrules are kind of dull, aren't they? Like, there's nothing to do.
Well, Hyrule Town.
It's all creepy shops.
Well, yeah, but there's always creepy shops.
There are always creepy
it's
shops.
It's better than... You just don't want to go to Termina. I mean, we can guarantee that.
Can I... Okay, this is going to be really weird.
Okay.
Can I go on a railway holiday on Spirit Tracks? Because then we can just go round the whole world. And there's a bit that goes underwater.
Okay, yeah, you can do that.
Yeah.
I didn't really like Spirit Tracks.
I didn't like Spirit Tracks, but I would go there on holiday.
Okay. See, yeah. I would go for... If I was going for that kind of thing, I'd go for Wind Waker and going, like, a little sailing tour.
Yeah,
or Phantom Hourglass.
So far away.
Well, same with the trains.
Yeah. But at least you're on a train.
I know where I'd go.
Yeah.
I'd go to the fishing hole in Twilight Princess because it's pretty okay. and it's pretty and it looks nice and you
yeah.
can go fishing and you can get a bottle there, which is
wow.
useful. Yeah.
Sold.
I
Let's
know,
go
right?
to the, they're not called estate agents, travel agents. That's what they're called. Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Cool.
God, mind blank.
okay. So okay. basically we know that you're going to go and take the link you fancy on a railway tour.
Yeah?
You sound like... That sounds like a thing a retired person would go on.
Also, Zelda's ghost is there.
Oh, that's creepy, though. Maybe she'll be watching you the entire time.
And there's that guy who, like, wears two hats.
Yeah.
Two hats.
With the... Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So you're not allowed to look, because...
Okay.
Okay. So, my challenge is for both of us.
Okay.
Because it works better that way. What I'm going to do
okay.
is I'm going to play you a piece of terrible music from
oh.
one of these royalty-free music things.
Oh, no.
And we're going to come up with the TV show that it's the theme tune for.
Okay, like make up a TV show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to start off with... Oh, there's a lot of weird music on here. funk and blues.
Okay.
Okay. And it's going to be dark... and epic.
Okay.
You get to pick moods.
Okay, okay.
Those are the moods I've picked. Okay. This one's called Tempting Secrets. Now,
oh,
please
gosh.
Tell me, what is this the theme tune for?
Okay.
It's really quiet.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm going to have to lift it up. Ooh. Oh my god, it's 3 minutes long!
Okay, it sounds kind of like Star Trek so far.
Yeah, it sounds quite sci-fi. Ooh.
This isn't dark or epic. I mean, it's a little bit epic.
Ooh, a little bit of a...
Eastern feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Star Trek, but in, like, Aladdin.
Aladdin Star Trek. I'm thinking Game of Thrones, but set
yeah.
in kind of, oh, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, Mesopotamia?
Interesting.
Like, ancient Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones is quite old.
Yeah, but, like...
Older than
yeah,
that.
But, like, real... No, it's not older than Mesopotamia. That's, like, one of the first cities ever.
I don't know
ever.
When Game of Thrones is set.
Okay, I'm going for Mesopotamia Game
okay.
of Thrones.
So we're talking, like, Hanging Gardens of Babylon.
Yeah.
Kind of, a bit like the bit with Daenerys.
Yes,
but
yes, but just that.
All of that.
Yeah,
yes.
just that over
okay.
and over again.
It's a bit of a rubbish theme tune.
Yeah, it's very slow.
Okay, let's get you another one.
Okay, okay.
So this time we're going to go for oddities.
Oh no.
Oddities.
This is going to be really weird.
Crunk night. Are you ready for crunk night?
Crunk night is the night of a K. Okay. Okay.
Crunk night.
Game of Thrones.
It's a bit more kazooey than
yeah.
that, isn't it?
Oh, hello. Ooh,
this is the crunk part of crunk night. Crunk night.
I think it's going to be a really bad reality show in which everyone has to dress in like giant night outfits
okay.
and live in a house together.
So like Renaissance Fair, but a whole TV reality show
yeah,
about it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But they have to become DJs at night.
Why?
That's the crunk bit.
Okay. Is the show called Crunk Night?
Yeah, yeah. It's called Crunk Nights.
Crunk
plural.
Nights.
There's more than one Crunk Night.
Okay. So how are you picturing the like little theme tune intro bit?
Okay, well, I think it's got each of the contestants and they kind of come up and do like a little smile and stuff and it's got yeah. their name. And then it kind of got little like montages okay. of them being like jousting, but then but then also cutting to them like in a like DJ booth
with
in Ibiza.
Table.
Yeah, like doing that. And then
and it's like Jaden, he's like, hey.
Yeah.
Laura. Oh.
Nathaniel.
Yeah. Hey. And that's Crunk Nights.
That's Crunk Nights.
And you should all watch it.
It's
Channel
brilliant.
5.
Seriously, if you're listening, any kind of commissioning
oh, yeah.
people.
We're great at this.
I know.
Okay, what should we go for now? How about polka, polka, polka?
Polka, polka, polka. Because one polka just isn't enough.
Let's go for driving polka.
Driving polka. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go.
Severe tyre damage.
Who creates these things?
I bet this isn't going to be.
No.
It's not going to be right. What is this? Okay, so it's like, I'm imagining it as like a Polish Pimp My Ride.
Okay.
So it's like Pimp My Ride, but in Polish. Whatever
oh,
the
hello.
Polish for Pimp My Ride is, I'm gonna search it.
I bet there is already something.
Do you think?
Oh, I thought you meant a show.
No.
Oh, the actual
Pimp
literally
My Ride
into Polish.
Pimp My Ride into Polish.
It makes me feel gangster listening to it.
Okay. It's not translating.
It's literally Pimp My Ride.
I don't.
It's not liking
it's
that.
It's not translating.
No.
Why?
No, I think.
Come on, Pimp My Ride.
It's not liking it. Let's be honest.
But I need to know.
I think we should give
no!
up. See, it's just Pimp My Ride.
No.
See, what does it say if you click the sound thing?
Ah!
Listen to it. Wait. Pause this.
Okay.
And then.
So this is Polish Pimp My Ride.
Yeah.
Let's make
just,
sure.
That's just an accent. Listen.
Pimp my ride.
So that's Polish Pimp My Ride.
Okay, so far we're not very original. We're just taking. Apart from Crunk Nights.
Crunk Nights was great.
Which is
I
really original. I would
okay,
watch that.
Let's go for horror.
Okay.
Aggressive horror.
Okay.
Severe tyre damage again. I think these people have just categorised their things as everything.
Everything, yeah, so we have to listen to them.
Let's just search for no mood horror.
No mood horror, okay. What's...
Well, this is going great for everyone listening at home who have no idea what's going on. Okay.
Basically internet problems. Okay.
Ghost story. Okay.
5 minutes long.
We'll just listen to the intro.
Okay. Oh.
Let's skip a bit further in. We can't
do that. Okay.
Skip.
Okay. Oh, well, this is great.
This is the worst song. This is the worst show.
Okay.
How
about Quinn song, First Night?
Okay.
Quinn song.
It's not playing.
It's not liking it.
Quinn song, A New Man.
Quinn has been busy.
He has. Or she has.
He.
Okay. Horror is rubbish. Horror is terrible.
It's all just very
Everything's
slow.
Terrible.
Yeah. To be honest, I don't think anything's going to beat Crunk Nights.
Crunk Nights.
If anybody listening has a talent for drawing, if they could send us, if they could draw what they imagine Crunk Nights to be from our description.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, please send us a drawing because I would love that. Send it to our Twitter, Toku_podcast.
Toku_podcast.
Yay.
Yeah. Okay, this one is called Rushed.
Okay.
It's not playing. Why is it not playing?
Hello.
Oh, wait, it started playing. This is terrible.
What?
I imagine this being like a low budget Simpsons made in like a shack.
See, this to me sounds like... It sounds like a really shitty sitcom, a quirky sitcom set in Prohibition-era Chicago.
Do you not think that would be exciting?
No, but
like
it would be a bad one. It would be a really bad one.
So this is some drunk guy on the piano.
Yeah.
In a saloon.
Exactly.
In a speakeasy.
In a speakeasy. And people would like forget to take their digital watches off and things like that.
I would watch that.
Yeah, I would watch that.
Okay, so it turns out free music...
Isn't that great?
It's not that great.
Although our theme tune...
Our theme tune is from, I think, this library.
I think so.
Yeah.
We listened to a lot of songs until... Jaunty Gumption!
We're going to listen to Jaunty Gumption right now. Oh my god, this is amazing!
We listened to this! We were gonna make this one our podcast song!
It's quite exciting. Yeah, this is like a cheap rip-off of Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah, though. Yeah. To be fair, we would never be able to live up to the hype of this song.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's so Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah. There might as well just be a Banjo-Kazooie section on this website.
I also love the fact that someone's been like, what should I call it? Jaunty Gumption.
Gumption is a word that isn't used enough, I feel.
It's so exciting.
It is so exciting.
It's described as mid-90s styled happy, happy video game music.
Yay!
Yeah, you're welcome.
Happy, happy video game music.
So that was my challenge.
Those were our challenges.
Do you want to do some questions?
Yeah, let's do some questions. We've got so many questions, so apologies if we don't get up to yours quite yet.
But we do have half an hour.
Yes, we do.
Let's make this a question-themed episode.
Woo!
Okay.
Okay.
Question numero one. Chris Schilling says... Crunch creams or ambers? Now, we don't know what those are.
I know what a I think I know what a crunch cream is.
They're the ones where it's like sandwiched between.
Yeah. It's like a.
Two ginger nuts?
Well, not like ginger nuts, but they're like Fox's Crunch Creams. They're kind of like honey-ish type.
Okay.
Hard, crunchy biscuits. They're quite nice.
I do like them dipped in tea because the biscuit goes soft and the cream stays quite hard.
Okay, so they're good.
Okay.
Okay.
I do like those.
I don't know what ambers are, so far they're winning.
Have a Google.
Let's have a look.
Ambers. A biscuit.
Biscuit. Let's have a look. It's...
They're
like hobnobs.
But with they're like chocolate hobnobs.
They're chocolate hobnobs. Okay, right. Well, I'm going for the... What are the other ones called?
Crunch creams.
Crunch creams. Crunch creams.
Okay, that was easy.
Yeah.
God, Chris Schilling.
Come on.
He also asks, if you made a biscuit-themed video game, which genre would it be?
It would be a strategy RPG.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Why?
because I like the idea of having a kind of like a kind of strategy battle with various biscuits. And they would have different things. So Viennese biscuits.
Ooh.
Okay, so they might, I don't know, they would like have rally. So they would increase kind of, you know, kind of, what's the word I'm thinking?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. But they wouldn't have very good defense because they're very crumbly.
So hang on, are you imagining this like Red Alert, but with biscuits?
I'm imagining Final Fantasy strategy.
Okay.
With biscuits. And the different properties of the biscuits, it's like the different, it's like defense, attack, crumbliness.
Okay, so like Pokemon.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Pokemon with biscuits.
Oh, but that sounds less exciting.
I would play that!
I mean, I would, but yeah, but
like, instead of long grass, you just go into, like, old people's homes and you collect up all the crumbs.
You go into old people's pockets, and then, exactly, and you have to kind of avoid lint and old Wirth's Originals and find biscuits. Mm.
Okay, well, that coming soon to an Xbox One near
Look
you.
Out for the adverts between Crunch Nights. Crunk Nights.
Crunch Nights. That's the spin-off. It's about biscuits.
That's the biscuit spin-off.
It's biscuits, you have to be DJs. I don't know. Joe Ham says, should ketchup be kept in the fridge or in a cupboard?
See, I started off being cupboard, but now I'm fridge.
I don't like cold ketchup.
Yeah, that's the thing. But
chips are hot.
Yeah, I mean, it never gets properly cold. I guess
in the fridge?
Yeah, maybe I just have a really shit fridge.
Yeah.
No, I'd say cupboard. Yeah, you've convinced me.
I don't even have a cupboard right now. So shelf, that's my answer. Bitsocket. Best games to play when the weather is absolutely stinking. Well, it's been lovely today. It was horrible last week.
I would say, I don't know, there's loads of different ones.
Harvest Moon.
I was thinking Harvest Moon as well, but we've already talked about Harvest Moon, so we can't do that again.
It's got different weather systems.
It does.
So, like, it's raining outside, you switch Harvest Moon on, and it's winter, and you're like, oh, look at the snow!
What about Animal Crossing?
Also good.
That would be good. Also and then, good. I don't know, play Mario Sunshine.
Okay.
And then, because it's sunny. Yes, it's sunny, and you can go to the tropical bits, and you can get really frustrated when the kind of jet water mechanic doesn't really work, but it's still a Mario game, so it's all right.
I love that game.
I really like that game as well. Yeah. My favourite bit was the hotel.
Oh my god, with the ghosts.
Yeah.
And the casino. Yeah. Oh, the game is amazing.
It's so good.
Okay, Tom Walton. What's the most underrated game of all time in your opinion?
Oh god, that's a really difficult one.
Yeah, like everyone always talks about, was it Dragon's Dogma?
Yeah.
I can't even bother to play it.
I know, I've got it sitting on my shelf at
you
home.
You have it? Oh, you should.
I know. But it's like, it's such a big undertaking. It's a bit like Dark Souls. Well, it's not like, well, I mean, it's not like Dark Souls, but the same kind of thing where it's like, it's such a huge game that it's kind of scary to get started. Okay, underrated games. See, I'm a massive fan of Twilight Princess. Mm.
But lots of people are.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, but it's that kind of thing where lots of people like it, but then lots of people also have a go at it, which is sad, because
I was going to say Bioshock Infinite, because everyone's like, oh, it's really rubbish. And I'm like, are you kidding?
Yeah, there's been a really weird backlash against the Bioshock games recently.
I don't know why.
I think it's because it tried to be something more, and people hate it when games try and be something more, because they're like, oh, it's trying to be clever, but it's not that clever. And it's like, yeah, but can't we just...
Nice.
It looked nice, and also it's nice that it's doing something more than a usual game would. Why do we have to be mean because it tried?
I thought the ending was pretty pants, but the story was great. I really liked it.
What, in Infinite?
Yeah, like when it gets to the end, you're like, oh, okay.
I thought it was quite interesting.
It was okay. I had to look it up. I
had to look it up. I got my brother to explain it to me after he did a lot of research.
But there's a bit like where you're going to find Elizabeth, and you're going through this huge kind of science lab, and it's got all these charts on the wall. You can just walk straight past them, but if you look at them, you're seeing like her emotions and stuff plotted on this graph, and it's like, oh, she hits puberty and it goes up, and you're like, wow, this is really cool. It's kind of gross. I mean, there's like all these jars with bits that meant something in her developmental stages. There's like a teddy bear, and then I think there's like something to do with like menstrual blood, and you're like, oh great.
Ew. Ew, that's gross.
I might be remembering that wrong, but I think
You might just be like that. That sounds like a nightmare.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, Ben Borthwick. Snog, fuck, marry, kill.
Okay.
Books, TV and films, games, cakes. So TV and films is one?
Well, surely
moving pictures.
Surely cakes you have to snog because you put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
So you eat it.
I'm not really sure what he means.
Yeah, what do you mean by fuck? Like, how do you fuck any of these things? I don't want to think about that.
No.
Okay, we're moving on.
If they were people, imagine they're Harvest Moon people.
Okay.
Yeah, which one would be... Okay.
I would...
Cakes would probably be, like, one of the little boys.
Oh, God.
And so I'd probably just kill
Cakes. Him. Yeah, kill Cakes.
I'd probably marry Books.
I'd marry Books because he's kind of settled and he's intelligent.
And he'd probably be like the smart but quiet one.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Okay, and we're just going off such stereotypes. And then games, I would probably snog, though I think it would be a bad snog. I'm sorry, games.
Yeah, games embodied as a person I think would just be kind of gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, games.
Yeah.
And I guess that leaves us to shag TV and films, which is a bit weird.
I can't imagine that being a person. It's too much stuff under one umbrella.
Yeah, well, I guess they all are in a way.
Yeah.
Because in books, there's Ulysses, but then there's also 50 Shades of Grey.
Well, 50 Shades of Grey would be at least good in bed.
Well, questionable.
And Ulysses
very questionable.
Would just be like, Holly, I want to talk about existentialism. And you'd be like, oh,
I'm like, shut up,
bed.
Ulysses. Make a cup of tea.
Do you think he would have tea, Ulysses the person?
No. Okay, next one.
Andy Hamilton. What is the best functioning toilet in a video game? Toilets don't work in games.
We talked about this briefly. In Zelda, there is...
Yeah.
What's it called? Skyward Sword?
Yeah, there's one where you sit on it. And
yeah.
And you stand up and it just magically flushes.
And it makes a flushing noise, even though you haven't done anything.
Magic.
Unless
he
just, like, shat his pants and then stood up.
I can't think of any other toilets that
work. There must be.
Because, like, Slender has really gross toilets that are just there for set decoration.
Yeah, because for some reason, I just keep on thinking of Fallout.
Do those flush?
Do they? I don't probably think not. So. Oh, in Animal Crossing, if you have a little toilet and you click A, it makes a flushing sound.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
But no one actually uses it. Oh, you can sit on it, though, can't you?
I guess there's, like, The Sims and stuff.
But those break, like,
they break
every
all
five
the time,
uses.
Yeah.
Those are the worst functioning toilets in the world.
I know. They break, and then they get water everywhere.
Ugh, toilets.
Yeah.
So that's your answer. Kirsty says, does a world slash future without tea classify as dystopian? I don't know. How do you decide?
For me, yes, because I like tea. But I guess if you grew up without it, you wouldn't know what you'd be missing.
I'm going to look up the actual, like, classifications of a dystopia.
Well, it just means a horrible imaginary place, doesn't it?
Is there, like, a checklist of, like, if all these things are happening?
I don't think so, because it's just the opposite of a, Oh, what's the fucking word I'm thinking of?
I don't know.
I am terrible with my words today. Yeah. I apologise, people.
Okay, they keep using Greek words rather than actually...
You did classics!
I don't read Greek. It's learning. Okay, there's no section on tea, apparently.
Okay, well...
Violence, though. If there's a lot of violence, and there would be.
Ooh, you could be... It's like the tea party. They're not very nice.
They are not very nice. And they hate tea, I think.
I think. Well, they're going off the Boston Tea Party, yeah, which threw tea into the sea...
Which is also a really nice cafe in Exeter, Bristol and Bath.
Oh, yes. I remember you saying.
Very nice. Yeah. They do cream tea.
Very nice.
And it's not dystopian. Sean Bell says, please list your top five burgers.
Oh, my God. That's so many burgers.
Let's make one top five.
Okay.
As a pair.
Okay.
It's easier.
Oh, God. I can't meat think liquor. Now. I've never been. There were all these places that I've never been.
Okay. Meat liquor, I'm putting on the list. Okay. It's great. Okay. I don't know if it's just because it's dark, but... Oh my God, like they're so juicy and messy, and you're just like, no.
Oh, Five Guys?
I haven't been to Five Guys. Oh. We're not very good at this.
No,
are we?
We're not very good at this.
Burger and Lobster?
Yes.
£20, but it's the best burger I've ever had.
Yes, Burger and Lobster is amazing.
Oh, so good.
Sorry, I'm just gonna have a little bit of tea.
Okay, so that's three burgers. Mm-hmm. I went to Honest Burger, and to be honest,
I see.
I didn't really think it was that great.
Okay.
It was okay.
Yeah.
Alright.
Okay. My dad makes a nice burger.
Okay, Holly's dad.
Yeah. He puts a little bit of nutmeg in it.
Ooh.
It's really nice.
Have you tried my burgers?
I haven't.
I make lamb and mint and pine nut burgers. Ooh. And those are really nice. There you go.
Okay.
Top five.
There we go.
If Sean's like looking for places to go and one of them is your dad's and one
he
of
just
my
turns
house.
Up at Newcastle like, I hear this really
you're
good
Holly's
burger.
Dad, right? Tamar Hussein says, who is your daddy and what does he do?
Don't talk about dads. Does he mean this literally, or is this... Like,
I don't know, it sounds creepy, doesn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly, or is this a meme that we just don't know of? Shall we Google
it's
it?
It's probably from a film.
Yeah.
Who is your daddy, though, Holly?
He's called John, and he owns a civil engineering company. Oh, here we go.
It's...
from Arnold Schwarzenegger?
What's Kindergarten Cop.
Kindergarten Cop.
Great.
Okay, we're answering it seriously, though. Okay, so who is your daddy and what does he do?
My daddy, I like to talk about it like he's Walter White. Like he's like a biochemist dude that makes drugs.
Okay,
yeah.
So he's a drug dealer?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, no. Okay. I'm going to get him into trouble. He listened to the last podcast.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Mr. Gray.
So he used to work in pharmaceuticals, so making boring things like people with high cholesterol, and they take a thing and then it makes them have less high cholesterol.
Well, that's good.
I think. Or like diabetic medication.
Okay.
So not like crystal meth.
Okay.
Unless he's been lying to me, in which case that's a really boring lie.
Yeah.
Now he's just a consultant. So people call him up and they're like, is this a drug?
Walter White calls him up.
Yes.
And they send him a pill and go, we don't know if this is a pill. And he goes, can you swallow it? Yes. Is it pill shaped? Yes, it is a pill.
That's
there we
terrible.
Go.
You'd be a terrible drug dealer. Can you swallow it? Is it pill shaped? That might be an egg, but it's probably
an egg.
A pill.
How small is the egg?
I don't know. Quail's eggs are really small.
They are. They're really nice
and
as well.
And some pills are huge.
That's true.
So shows what
are
you
are you
know.
Meant to swallow them though, or are they the ones?
What, quail's eggs?
No, the big, the massive pills.
What
I thought
else
they
supposed
were
to... Oh, like enemas.
Trees.
Not enemas. That's the liquid one.
A suppository.
Anyway,
yeah.
Tablets. What go up your bum? moving on. Went from talking about our dads to bums.
Oh, God. Great. What would Freud say about that?
He'd probably be like, you guys got problems.
Yeah, and then he'd follow me on Twitter and I'd be like, not again, Freud!
Go away! Just another gumk blog, which I assume is gaming?
I would guess so too. Unless it's GMG, Gardening Mutants Giant.
Wow, what's wrong with your brain?
I don't know why that's the first thing it went to.
Please list every way in which you're better than chat very good. It'll be a long one. We didn't say that, he said that.
Yeah, he said that.
Or she, or it, it's a blog, I don't know. Okay.
We don't have Sam White.
We don't have Sam White. That's like 3 points.
Exactly. That counts as a lot, to be fair. We don't have Sam White.
Our legs work.
Yeah. Both our legs work.
All four of our legs. Look, we could be a horse. Work.
We could. We could be a pantomime horse.
Or a centaur.
Yes, a centaur. But then one of us would get to be the cool body centaur bit.
We could
and one
be a two-headed centaur.
Oh, that sounds horrific.
Yeah.
Okay. So we don't have Sam White.
Yep. Working legs.
We've got women.
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 Woo 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 woo. Woo. We know more about games than all of them put together.
Yes.
Yeah. I bet none of them have ever even touched Harvest Moon.
Exactly. And because they're probably not listening, we can say that, and they're not going to do anything about it.
I bet at least Chris will listen because Chris is. Nice
oh yeah,
about
Chris
us.
Is nice. So
that's
Chris
the point
will
where they're better. No, not better. The same as us.
Well, how Chris about if nice. We should get Chris as a guest on ours, and then and then we'd have all the best bits.
And then we would win
exactly
forever.
Exactly.
Also, we can paint our nails. Holly hasn't painted her nails.
No,
but we can.
We
if
could.
We want to.
Yes.
I mean, they can if they want to, but they don't want to.
Yeah.
Unless they do.
In which case, don't let us stop you.
They also say, the blog, it,
yes.
Thoughts on Earl Grey.
I really like Earl Grey. It's good.
I have to be in the mood for it. My mum drinks Earl Grey.
Mm.
And I like it's kind of perfumey and flowery and nice. But sometimes you just want builder's tea.
Yeah, I often just want builder's tea, but I do like Earl Grey. Okay.
That's our thoughts. Tim Savage. What are your favourite board games? What are your favourite board games?
Oh, God. I'm not too great on board games. I've just recently started getting back into them.
Yeah. I haven't played a lot yet.
What was that really good one we played with the guns? The foam guns.
The foam guns?
Oh, what's it called? You each have, like, a little foam gun, and then you have to point it at the person. Google it. Board game with foam...
Board game... Gun game buns.
Gun game.
Okay, foam, gun, board... This is exciting.
Yes.
We're Googling. Live Google.
Oh, is that it?
Cash and guns?
Cash and guns.
That's, yeah.
Look up in the picture.
Wait, let's find a picture. Okay, so cash and guns.
Yes, that's it.
That's apparently it.
Yeah, it's really fun.
It looks really cheesy, but it also looks quite fun.
It's really fun.
It's got foam guns.
If it's the one I'm thinking of, it is fun. If it's not the one I'm thinking of, then I don't know what
so
it is.
So describe what you have to do.
Oh, God, I'm going to get this wrong.
Okay.
Basically, if it is the one I'm thinking of...
Yeah.
You all have players' characters. You choose a little character, and you all play as people who have... You've guns. Just completed a heist.
Oh.
And now you need to split up and choose which bits of the kind of money that you got on the heist.
Okay.
So you can... And you have blanks and bullets in your gun. And you... So each round... Oh, God, I'm trying to remember it now. Each round, you get a bunch of different stuff, and you can... You pick which bit you want, and then at the end, you'll point your gun at someone, and then you can either decide to stay in, and if you stay in, you get the thing that you chose, and if you go out, the person can't hit you, but you don't get anything.
Okay.
And if the person who's pointing a gun at you is using a bullet instead of a blank, then you get hit, and you can get hit like 3 times, and then you're out. But if they have a blank, then you get the stuff, and you didn't get hit.
So, why would you load your gun with a blank?
To try and stop... Oh, there is a reason.
Okay.
There's a reason, but I can't remember.
We should play it and then we can figure it out.
Yes, it's good.
What do I like, board game-wise?
Oh, we like that one. The one where you have all the random pictures.
Dixit. Yeah, there's these cards with these really strange abstract pictures on. Like, there's one where it's a married couple in a cage and a cat looking up at them. And, like, you can read into them.
I want that as a tattoo.
People be like, what does it mean? You'll be like, exactly.
You'll be like, oh, what do you think it means?
So the point is, the person who's, like, you take it in turns, you go around in a circle. And the person whose go it is, they describe a card in their hand as, like, vaguely as they can.
Mm.
And then they put it down. And everyone else has to put down the card in their hand that they think... might fit that description. And then you put all the cards out, you remind them of the description, like, say, if it's the marriage and the cat one, you'd be like, longing. Or you can make it more specific, but it's still got to be vagueness. Because if everyone guesses your card, you don't get any points?
You don't get any points, yeah.
Or you don't get a lot of points, or something. But if everyone guesses random like cards, like if lots of them look like longing, then everyone gets points, and then whoever wins, I just dropped a thing, wins. And it's a good game, and I've not described it very well.
But it's really good. You should play Dixit. It's, yes. I like playing it.
It's at Loading Bar.
Yes.
You can play it with us.
Yeah, can play it with Loading Bar, because we are usually there drinking
all days,
mojitos.
Day. Mojitos. Tim Savage also asks, how would you encourage more women to be games journos? That's tricky.
Ooh.
I don't know.
It's a difficult one, because to encourage, it's almost like you've got to, this, what's stopping them? I guess because it can be quite a hostile environment sometimes on the internet. I would say that although the kind of internet and comments can look quite hostile, the actual people I've encountered, almost all have been really lovely.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a good thing to encourage.
Yeah.
Them.
I'd want to encourage more women to engage with games first.
In general, exactly,
like,
yeah.
Like, you... You don't want to make games catered to girls. You want to make the community more
accessible,
accepting of girls. And that's way too hard.
Exactly. Because if you create... It's that thing we kind of talked about last week. If you create something that's specifically for girls, you then create the insinuation that everything else isn't for them.
Yeah. Like Nintendo Girls Club. Which is like, oh, it's okay. We've got this section of Nintendo that's just for you. And it's like... Don't do that.
Exactly, because then that's, it also turns out really patronising and just,
There's nothing wrong with girliness, but when you're forced into that being your only option...
Yeah, it's like, you're a girl, so you'll like this.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you don't want to play, like, Final Fantasy, you don't want to play Bloodborne, you want to play Animal Crossing... And it's like, well, I do, but I don't want you to tell me that.
Yeah, I don't want you to assume that's all I want to play.
So I guess girls just need to... feel like it's a level playing field.
Yeah, feel like not, all of it is for them, not just what the advertisers are saying. I don't know. It's a very difficult one.
The trouble is that with games, it's like, it's about accepting that you're okay as you are, like as girly as you are, or as much of a tomboy as you are, or anything. Whatever you like, however you are, that's okay. But then people are going to make fun of you, and then that's not okay, and so,
exactly, then there's the whole god-awful kind of casual and hardcore, and those god-awful distinctions that don't exist and shouldn't exist, and people are very childish for thinking that they are things, but there we go.
And then if you're a journo, and if you're visible, people, like gamers, or viewers, or readers, or whatever they are going to make weird comments about you, and they're sometimes not going to take you seriously, and like... I don't know how to suggest that someone gets over that enough to think that going into games journalism as a woman is a good idea.
I know. It's a difficult one, because it's kind of like, you don't want to make it a focus about what they do. You want to make it a focus on why the people doing it shouldn't do it. But then it's also a very real fact of life that you are going to have to learn to deal with this stuff, because you will get it. But,
there's enough upsides that the downsides... kind of pale in comparison.
Yeah.
But when they do happen, it is still horrible, even if they are 1% of the time.
Yeah.
Oh
God, this sounds very negative.
I guess what I'd want to say is that there's an awesome community. And there's cool ladies like us who will help you and be nice to you.
And then we'll be like, yes, hello, fellow lady.
And then we'll pat them on the face.
Yes.
Welcomingly.
Welcome. We will do the initiation.
No, don't tell them about that.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
I think we have time for like one or two questions.
Okay.
We're not even through like...
Oh God, so many questions. We might need to do like a question special.
Let's go for a positive question, because that one was quite
intense. Let's go, the BioWare one. I like that one.
The BioWare... Where is it? Okay, right, yep.
It is... around here. Down.
This is exciting.
Down. I'm so sorry, people. This is how organised
is there
we
a
are.
Find a pudding? I know it had pudding in it. There it
fine
is.
Fine pudding.
That one.
Oh,
okay.
That did work. Well done.
Matt Elliott says... You're hosting a dinner party for BioWare characters. Okay, set the scene. There's like a lovely table with lots of tasty food.
Yes.
And candles.
Ooh.
And more candles.
Yes.
And
a chandelier. Flowers.
And a chandelier.
Yes.
And everything's wood. Dark wood. And it's
everything?
Exotic. Everything!
Including the forks?
No.
Okay.
Those are gold.
Ooh.
Golden Ooh. Forks.
Oh, that sounds
Only
horrible
the best
and gaudy.
For your BioWare
okay.
characters.
Okay.
Okay, who's invited? And what's for pudding?
It capitalised.
It's very exciting.
Okay, so who's invited? Okay, so first, I'll invite Solus.
Iron Bull.
Yes, Iron Bull would be so much
How
fun.
How big is our table?
That's true.
Should we limit it to, what, eight?
Eight. Okay.
And us two on either
Yes,
end of the
on
either end.
Okay, that works. So okay. I think Iron Bull,
Iron
Solus.
Bull. Dorian.
Varric.
Wait, this is just all Dragon Age.
Yeah, we're just stuck in... Okay, let's think of Mass Effect. See, the problem is I haven't played Knights of the Old Republic yet.
I wouldn't invite any of them.
So I don't know them. Okay, so we're literally going off Mass Effect and Dragon Age. Okay, so Mass Effect, I would invite... Who's fun? Morden? I like Morden. He talks really fast.
Okay, apparently PC Gamer have done a list of the best and worst BioWare characters, so
okay.
we can just steal all their ideas. I thought that said Andy Kelly was one of them.
That's what I thought as well.
I have never
I
played
said,
a game
that guy's
Andy Kelly.
Andy
in.
Kelly. I was like, why was
He's
Andy
like
Kelly in there?
He's like a purple man holding a hamster. That doesn't
what?
Remind me of Andy Kelly at all. Okay, Andy Kelly loves... I've not played Baldur's Gate, so...
Oh, no. Okay.
Chris Thurston loves Ashley Williams.
Why?
The space racist.
Yeah, no. We're wearing way too much lip gloss in that picture.
She is. Whoa.
And a lot of bronzer. Yes!
Alistair from Dragon Age.
Oh, yes, and invite Alistair.
Okay. Varric.
Yes, so we got Alistair, Varric, yep. Solus, and Iron Bull. Those are our four Dragon Age. Now let's invite four Mass Effect.
Have Garrus. Garrus, yep.
Garrus.
Thane.
Morden.
You want Thane.
Yeah, I want Thane. That's like all my loves in one room, though. Imagine the
fighting.
And
a lot of mine.
Yeah.
This would just be like a sexual tension filled
oh,
dinner
God,
party.
Oh, God, it would be.
What would we serve?
What's. Okay, wait.
We
need.
We have Liara. No! Lead Scout Harding!
Okay.
I think they're the same voice actress.
Okay, Lead Scout yeah. Harding, Thane, Garrus, and Morden. Oh, the four Mass Effect ones. Including Scout Harding. Okay, right, so we got us. Okay, so who do we get for pudding?
Who do we get for pudding?
Not who do we get for pudding. That's a strange question.
Let's eat Varric.
No, we can't eat Varric. He tells good stories.
Okay, pudding.
What do we eat for pudding? I think I would make a really fancy kind of like salted caramel tart.
I would make a creme brulee and I would judge them on how they ate it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I'd make it quite thick on the top.
Oh, you've got to tap.
I'd give them little spoons.
Yeah, got to tap the top. Break the top like an egg.
Like an egg. Like a delicious... sugar egg. That's our answer for that one.
That sounds like the best party ever.
Sugar eggs. Okay. I think we have time for another.
Okay.
That was quite a quick one. I was thinking that was a long one.
Oh no, we knew exactly what we wanted.
All the boys. Did we invite Lead Scout Harding?
Lead Scout Harding.
That's one girl. Is that it?
Oh God.
Oh.
No. Oh yeah, maybe. Oh, I'm sorry. That's
okay.
bad. No, us. There's us.
Yeah. But we fancy everyone at the
table. Yeah, basically it would just turn into a massive
gangbang.
Fancy
Lead Scout Harding as well. That's why she's
exactly.
there.
Yeah,
lovely Lead Scout Harding.
Oh, she's so lovely.
There's more of her in the DLC of Dragon Age, so everyone
That's
should
good.
Buy it because it's adorable.
That's good.
Okay, Chris Scullion, HD. He's now HD. He's
oh, I was wondering when he was going in HD.
Yeah. I mean, he's been like SD for a while.
I've been looking
like,
at him.
When's he going to be 1080p?
Exactly. And he's kind of looking all blurry and it's like, oh, he doesn't look right with the environment around
he's
him.
It's like 30 frames per second. It's just, you know.
Yeah. There's all these like comparative videos of him on PS4 and on Xbox One and we're like, oh, which one is he? Okay.
He says there are currently 69 normal Tsum-Tsum and 30 special edition ones. Are you terrified?
Okay, we should probably explain what Tsum-Tsum is. Okay, so me and Kate are now obsessed with... Tsum-Tsum.
I know you can't see this. But it's,
they are basically little Disney plushies.
Yes.
And they're little sausagey things.
So cute.
And you can stack them and they're really cute.
And they've got long sort of sausagey bodies and like...
You know what my mum said they look like?
Tiny feet.
They look like Disney fetuses.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, I know!
Yeah.
She is a doctor, to be fair, but it is really creepy.
Yeah. They've got little stubby feet.
They've got little feet, and they're really cute, and so...
We have lots of them.
Yeah, we're starting to amass quite the collection.
I can't remember how many I have. I think it's 20.
Oh, my
God. It's around 20.
Okay, you've got more than me. But yes, Kate got me into it, and I blame her. So are we terrified? No. It's
no.
a challenge.
It's
we're
an
excited.
Exciting thing.
Yeah.
It's an adventure full of sausagey things.
Little sausagey plushies.
So cute.
So
and they're
sweet.
Really soft.
They're so soft.
They're like little fleecy things.
I know, they're gorgeous.
And some of them have like accessories, like Donald has a hat.
Yeah.
And
Daisy has a bow. Eeyore has a little bow on his tail.
I've got one that's like dressed up like an Easter egg, so he's got bunny ears.
That's really
cute.
And
like a big egg sort of body.
Oh, they're so sweet.
Should we do one more question?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, who would win in a fight between us,
yeah,
chat very good, mm-hmm, and rotating platform?
Okay, so for people who don't know, the rotating platform is Matthew Castle's podcast.
Who used to be my boss on ONM and OXM, and now we are mortal enemies.
And chat very good is Joseph Scrabbles.
Tamar Hussein.
Sam White.
Chris Scullion. And sometimes Gary.
Oh, Gary.
Yeah.
I like Gary.
Do we have to fight Gary?
Oh, Gary's too nice to fight. I'll just, I don't know.
Okay, so how are we going to defeat them all?
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I think I could take down the rotating platform.
Yeah?
Okay, so how about if
there's, three guys.
There's three guys.
And they're all, older than us.
They're all older, but they sound like... I listen to the rotating platform. It's a lovely podcast. You should listen to it.
Yeah.
But they sound really, sweet and nice.
Okay.
So I think if we kind of went like, oh, ow, no, that hurt, then they'd stop.
You're taking advantage of them.
So it's a fight.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Kate. You need
so we're going to use our girlish ways.
Yeah, so I can go, oh, no, that really hurts. And then when they're like, oh, God, have I hurt you? Then I go, bam, and take them down.
I don't think Matthew's going to do that.
Matthew won't do that.
A handful.
Yeah, Matthew will be a handful.
Tell you what. We mock up a copy of Xenoblade on 3DS and just throw it into the ocean.
Yes, and watch him run. Yeah. Like a dog whose favourite ball has been thrown and he's just like, no! And he must go... Yes, okay, so that's how we get rid of Matthew. The other two, I think we can take down by pretending. Okay, so now we're into chat very good.
Yeah.
Sam White, we just kick him in the legs.
In his broken legs.
And he's done.
Just to clarify, his legs aren't broken in the sense that they're broken legs. They're just rubbish legs.
He has something wrong with his legs. So we kick him in that.
In the legs.
We take him down. Yeah. Kick him in the shins, take him down. Yeah. Okay, Joe Scrabbles, I think we write a really long, essay and make loads of mistakes in it.
Are we talking spelling mistakes or like actual, I've read the wrong book mistakes?
Everything.
Yeah!
Everything. So we make lots of, it's like, I really like it To Kill a Mockingbird when Dumbo escapes and things like that. Yeah. And then
I like the bit where they actually killed the mockingbird with a gun.
That actually does happen.
With a gun.
Not with a what they call air rifle.
A gun filled with jellyfish.
Yes, that doesn't happen. Take that, Joe. Okay, so he'd be distracted correcting that.
Yeah.
Tamar goes to the gym every day, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Does he? Well, I've heard from hearsay that he's quite buff. So how on earth...
They're going to be listening to this going, what?
How do we take him down? I think we take him down by... I don't know. You've been on chat very good.
Oh, we were talking about this earlier.
Yes.
You make comic references at him.
Yes.
Now, you said we should make wrong ones at him and piss him off. But I think that would make him angrier.
Yeah.
And he'd just want to fight us more.
That's true.
So what we do is distract him with comics somehow.
He really likes rap music, right? So why don't we get an album, a new album, go, what do you think of this? And let him talk. Same with Gary and Chris.
See, one of us is going to have to tackle Joe and Tamar, and the other one's going to have to tackle Gary and Chris.
Okay, well, if I tackle Gary and Chris, all I will do is go, what do you think of this wrestler? And done. Boom.
Okay, are you going to listen to them talking about wrestling?
Oh, fuck no.
And sometimes that's better than fighting them?
No. I'd get them talking.
Okay.
And then I would do that thing that you see in cartoons where they get the two heads and go boom and smash them together.
Aww.
And take them out.
Aww.
I know, they're really lovely, but it's a fight, Kate. Come on.
I don't want to fight them.
You have to. We have to win.
Sam.
Yeah, but Sam's easy.
Yeah.
We could take Sam.
Tie his shoelaces together and push him over.
Yes, we do that thing where one of us bends down behind someone, the other one pushes him over. I like to think that when we join up to fight, we turn into Palicos and Monster Hunter 4 and do cartwheels and stuff together and all acrobatic.
Except neither of us can do cartwheels.
Yeah, I know, but
that's fine. That's just
that's fine. We've got time to learn. It's all good.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, we're coming to just over an hour, and we said we'd try and keep them to an hour because
I want to go.
I know.
Don't make me go.
I'm sorry, but we've got to stick to what we said because reasons.
Yeah, because reasons.
Yeah. So, shall we say bye and that we'll see them all next week?
Okay.
Okay, we're trying. And by the way, people are asking us about iTunes. We're trying to get it on iTunes, but we need to go through this weird thing on SoundCloud, which we're trying to do. But hopefully it'll be soon and we'll tell you on our Twitter things. Also, you should follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, we've got over 300 followers now. Woo!
Yeah, that's awesome. So the podcast Twitter is toku_podcast. Mm-hmm. And then my Twitter is Nielsen_Holly, and it's Nielsen, which is Nielsen. It's the Danish spelling of Nielsen, and everyone always gets that wrong.
I'm so angry
because everyone always gets it wrong.
You should follow us on Tumblr as well. It's also Toku Podcast. I think it's just one word. I can't remember. Maybe it has an underscore. You can look it up.
I think they're all one word, apart from Twitter, where someone had already taken Toku Podcast for some reason.
I keep seeing them tweet about it, and I'm like, oh, they're going to get mad at us. Anyway.
What, tweet about us?
No, about their own podcast.
Okay, well.
Because they talk about Toku as in...
Oh, the Japanese action thing.
Yeah. But you should also follow me on Twitter. I'm How Not to Draw. All one word.
Yay.
And I'm going to not even tell you how to draw because that's not what I do.
No, it's a very misleading name. You've labelled yourself very wrong there. Okay, and we also have an Instagram, which is Toku Podcast. I think it's all one word. Anyway, if you follow us on Twitter, we'll tweet things and then you can get to us from there, which is awesome. Yes, all one word, Toku Podcast.
Yay.
Okay, right. This is a very long-winded goodbye.
Yes.
Okay.
I got distracted.
You got the thing? Okay.
I got the thing.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.